That's fucking bullshit, I tell you.
A young man that you all know is Joe the Policeman from the What's Going Down episode of That's My Mama. I want you to put your hands together and welcome him to the stage. Big round of applause for Jackson Heights' own
Mr. DJ Newstar.
Yes!
DJ Newstar.
That boy is good.
Mm-hmm. Good and terrible.
Yo, I don't hang out with those guys. Man, I ain't got nothing to do with those dudes.
Man, and I saw your female with them too. What's up with her?
I've been hearing that she's been giving that stuff out to all them graffiti guys.
Yo, shut the fuck up, Chico, man.
Who paint three of those mules for some of that ass?
Professor, what's another word for pirate treasure?
Well, I think it's booty. 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 That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yes, I got
Give it to me. Give it to me.
Get on top, honey.
The DJ Newstyle Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
Newstyle Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark, we proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homo is good punching.
Are you guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
No. 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 No.
Yeah.
No. 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 No.
Yeah. Oh, God damn it. Welcome to the DJ New Style Show. Exclusive Tuesday night programming on thereisnoradio.com. The most coveted internet radio time slot that has really never been coveted. I'm DJ New Style, and this is my shitty show. But before I can get to any of this nonsense you're about to listen to for 10 seconds before you turn it off, that's right, Rammstein. God damn it! That's so delicious. If audio could ever be delicious, that would be it. I can't hear myself. I'm saying that like I need somebody to do it for me. Meanwhile, I just need to reach over here and do this. God damn it! Well, you're listening to this wonderful show I call the DJ New Style Show with our friend and yours, Germ Freak. I believe he's on the on. What was that?
Rammstein.
I'm sorry. Why don't you say it one more time?
Rammstein.
Rammstein?
Whatever.
It's Rammstein. There's an A there, Jim.
You know, I was thinking, why don't you make that introduction a little longer? Because I don't think it's long enough.
I was thinking of it, actually. Jesus. I was gonna have you trying to get a sentence out in 30 seconds and loop that twice.
Could have changed the fucking oil in my car, for Christ's sake.
Well, I bet you don't even do that. You don't even do that, do you? You don't ever fucking get your hands dirty.
I don't know how to do that.
You're afraid of a goddamn microbe fuck.
Oh, go fuck off.
Yeah, you know what? Why don't you, Germ? In the month of October. See, we took a couple weeks off. Germ's a little bit agitated. I can sense it. I can see it coming a mile away. Took a couple of weeks off. We missed a big day, though. October 16th, National Bosses Day. Sorry to all you employers out there, especially my own. I wasn't aware that you deserved a fucking gift for fucking us and not giving us a good portion of your profits. But I wasn't aware of it, even though October is a month of awareness, Jim. I don't know if you know this. Are you privy to the idea, the notion that October you should be aware of many things?
I was not aware of that. I was not aware that you're supposed to be aware, no.
No, that was amazing, by the way, the way you put that together.
Well, I tried.
Well, I mean, October's got a few things they want you to be aware about in this month. They want you to be aware of breast cancer. It's National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's Campaign for Healthier Babies Month. National Dental Hygiene Month. Down Syndrome Awareness Month. Health Literacy Month. Healthy Lung Month. I guess this is when people should quit smoking, or at least try to, because it's Healthy right. Lung Month. National Infertility Awareness Month. I think that you should probably really start working on it, just so you don't have a fourth kid.
It's funny how you mentioned quit smoking, but go ahead, whatever.
Well, yeah, we'll get into that a little bit. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of the people out there don't, some do, but they'll find out if they decide to stick with this for just a little bit. Sure. Lupus Month, Orthodontic Health Month, Spina Bifida Awareness Month, as if you couldn't be aware of fucking Spina Bifida after seeing an inside-out rib cage on a baby. I think you'd become pretty aware of it. Spinal Health Month, Sudden Infant Death Syndrome Awareness Month, Germ.
Okay.
Yeah. It's also World Blindness Awareness Month. There's a couple things on this list that I pulled directly from Wikipedia, because believe me, I'm not this wise to know all this shit. Mm-hmm. Celiac Disease Awareness Month. Celiac Disease Awareness Month, if that's how it's even pronounced, I don't know. But apparently, do you know what that is, Jerm?
I have no idea.
It's where eating certain types of protein called gluten can cause damage to the small intestine. And the only solution is a lifelong gluten-free diet. Do you know what gluten is?
Is it some type of sugar or starch of some sort?
Well, I just said it was a type of protein. So, I mean, do you know where you can find gluten?
In protein.
Wow, that's amazing the way you put that together. No, I would say you can find it in breads, bread rolls, rye bread, pumpernickel and pretzels, cakes, muffins, pastries, pie crust, biscuits, cookies, pasta, macaroni, spaghetti, and pizza. Anything with breadcrumbs, anything in batter, scones, stuffings, pancakes, and breakfast cereals, beer, barley water drinks, malted drinks, and sponge puddings. I would think that you, Jerm, as a completely Italian man who is very proud of it, you're not a Medigan, as you say. You are not.
I'm of Italian ethnic
this
origin.
This would be a fate worse than death for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You too.
No, it wouldn't. I could do without all that stuff. All
right, whatever.
I'll eat fucking gravel.
Well,
I will. In fact, for lunch, I'm going to have a nice pile of gravel. And then there's also Rett Syndrome Awareness Month. Now, I don't know what it is, but I looked up some of the symptoms so you can tell if somebody has this. And some of the symptoms of Rett Syndrome are very similar to autism, where they have screaming fits, panic attacks, inconsolable crying. Were you laughing or just trying to clear that phlegm that we talked about?
It was almost out, and I lost it.
You find autism to be hilarious?
No, I'm talking about the phlegm.
That's too bad. We could actually bond it on something. Inconsolable crying, avoidance of eye contact, lack of social or emotional reciprocation, whatever the fuck. I can't read right now. I can't. It's a lot of great things that are hilarious to watch at a bus stop. I think the two most terrible things that we need to be aware of in October, though, would be blindness and this celiac disease. I don't know. Jerm, what do you think? Out of the two things there, the blindness and the disease where you can't eat gluten. Out of this month where we have to be aware of these two things for 32 days or 31 days out of the year, which is worse, blindness or a disease where you can't eat pasta, spaghetti, macaroni, or pizza forever?
Oh, that's a no-brainer. It's got to be the blindness.
You could do without... You would rather see than eat pizza and all the stuff that
Absolutely.
You love.
Absolutely. Of course.
Yes.
Come on, it's a stupid question.
I'm with you on there. But I look at you every now and then. I see a picture of you. I'm like, wow, this guy would rather be blind than not eat pasta.
Is that a dig?
It's a slight dig. But, I mean, it's just okay. An observation. It's my impression of you, Joe.
Okay.
You really look like you have a smell of cooking pasta in the room at all times.
No, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. Really, my wife's a Medigan, so she knows it's not that bad.
So she cooks like what?
Well, you know,
what's her big dish? Because she is.
Oh no,
as you said, a Medigan.
Yeah, no. She cooks Italian food. She's a very good cook, but you know, she grew up, you know, Irish meat and potatoes type of thing. Whereas the Italian people eat everything in one bowl.
So being blind would be the worst of the two fates. Would you rather not be Italian or be blind?
I would rather not be Italian.
Okay. So being blind is the worst possible thing you could think of.
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
Would you rather have the New Jersey Nets take turns shitting on you or be blind?
I'd rather be shit on.
Wow. You as a germ freak who won't even use a public toilet would rather be shit on by very skilled blacks.
I won't even walk by a public toilet, let alone use a public toilet, but whatever.
You won't walk by one?
Well, I try not to.
Like, if there were $500 on the ground, you wouldn't pick it up?
If inside the men's room?
Yeah.
On the floor,
outside of the stall.
No, of course not. Of course not.
You wouldn't pick it up outside of the stall?
Of course not.
It's clean outside. How's piss going to get over there?
Because at one time there was piss on the ground. It's probably dried up now.
It's dried up, so now it's going to travel 6 feet. I don't understand your logic.
Question, I gave you my reply.
You really think that the piss is going to be dried, and after it dries, it moves?
No, but it'll make contact with the money, and it'll connect to the money, and then it'll go. And then if I pick it up,
the money itself has never touched piss.
Well, first of all, the money itself is full of germs beyond.
Oh, okay. So then, don't ever touch any then.
Well, I always wash my hands after I touch money.
Well, you should. You should. And you know what else you should do? You should never go in a public bathroom. You should just always hold it and just really cause yourself a lot of discomfort and potential embarrassment when you piss yourself.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I wasn't suggesting that. I was actually trying to point that out as ridiculous things that you do.
Okay.
You wouldn't go in a bathroom and pick up $500 off the tile floor.
No, of course not. You look at
what if you walk in or the door's propped open because you see that piso mojado slippery wet floor sign that the fucking janitor put out. They just mopped and the bills are all just stacked up nicely.
No, because he's mopping with the mop that he's mopping up the piss with. So he's swishing the piss all around the goddamn ceramic tile floor.
Is this get you upset?
It just skeezes me out, and I prefer. There's nothing more disgusting than a fucking. Oh, the bathroom of a fucking men's room, because they're a bunch of fucking animals. A women's restroom has to be so fucking clean compared to a guy's, man.
I think I've said this before, but when I was drunk and wandered into a women's restroom, I knew I was at a place, as drunk as I was. I couldn't walk, didn't know where I was. I knew I was in the wrong bathroom because it looked like a palace.
Right.
It looked like a goddamn palace.
Right.
And I'm like, where are the urinals? That's another clue. There were no urinals. So I kind of knew I was in the wrong place. And especially when that woman came in and kind of freaked out a little bit, wasn't a pretty scene. So you would rather lose your eyesight than get, or no, you'd rather get shit on than lose your eyesight.
I would probably have a lot of things done to me rather than lose my eyesight. Yes.
What's the worst thing you would do?
I would probably rip off a limb.
You would lose a limb before you would lose your eyesight.
Yes.
Which limb?
Probably my left arm.
What if they said we have to take your penis or your eyesight? Which one are you willing to lose?
I'd probably have to go for the penis.
Really?
Yeah.
We're gonna take your penis and your foot, or your eyesight. Echo's checking in. He's saying that your penis is gone already, so we can't ask you. You want to send feedback in? You can send it to DJ New Style Radio on AOL Instant Messenger. That's AIM. For anybody who's, been around since 1999, Jesus, why am I saying the full fucking word every goddamn time? Or you can call in 316-768-4472. That's rough 72 for you reading types. So, since your penis is gone, you would, but let's say you had one. Your penis and your left foot will be cut off, or you will lose your eyesight.
I would prefer to lose my foot or my penis over my eyesight. Yes.
Lose one or the other? I'm talking both.
I would lose both.
You would?
Yes.
Okay, now you have to get fucked by blacks or lose your eyesight. It always goes down to that level. At what point will you be happy just not being able to see anymore? That's what I want to get to.
I don't understand the question.
The question is, at what point would you say, hey, I'd rather be blind? Like, what has to be introduced? I mean, you're deathly afraid of germs. Germs didn't do it.
Right.
I like to think that you enjoy your limbs and the ability to walk and piss and fuck, but apparently that wasn't enough either. Getting raped by a black man or being blind?
Yeah, that's something I have to think about.
Really?
Yeah.
Take my eyes, man. Fuck that, dude.
I don't believe you for a minute.
Why? You're gonna. It doesn't matter what you see. It's gonna have that fucking that watermark image of you getting raped over it. the most beautiful sight will always have that vision of you you getting raped.
Yeah, I don't know. I think about it,
dude. It's just not something that like my eyesight is great and I love it. But dude, I have my line. You apparently, you just don't want to ever lose your eyesight.
Right. It scares the hell out of me.
Why?
Oh, come on. Why?
Are you uncomfortable?
I don't want to bump at the fucking wall. That's why. Why?
Is that why you're afraid? That's what you're afraid of. You do not want to be misdirected in your life.
I don't want to bump into a fucking wall. And how do I know when I'm done?
You got a cool dog, though.
Doing my business.
I thought you liked dogs.
I like dogs. They'll
give you a fucking free one. You don't even have to pay for this one.
Yeah.
Fucking insurance company.
You'll probably give me a blind dog, for Christ's sake.
I won't give you shit. Whatever company you deal with will fucking issue you a goddamn dog.
Yeah.
And a German one at that. It is October. And I understand that you're going to be playing a few German selections during your weekly Germ Freak Radio.
I tried to get a couple of crowd stuff out there, yeah.
That's not polite.
I'm sorry, German. I apologize.
Listen, I know it's still white people that we made fun of there, but I really can't just sit idly by and let you just defile my show this vile, vile racism.
Love one another.
I mean, you know, cut it. I mean, if you're gonna be racist, just make fun of the nigger. Wait, I'm sorry. Jesus. Whoa, a little too far. A little too far. Can we edit that out later, Jerm? Would you mark that down?
I got it.
Something to cut out later.
Right.
Oh, it looks like Mike Nice left the room, so it's okay. Yeah. Oh, but here comes Kid Africa. God, yeah. we can't ever win.
He's
can
a
never
mulatto.
Win. One of them's always around.
He's a mulatto, though.
Oh, he is? So he's almost good. Yeah. So, oh, wow, someone is IMing me, sending me PMs. Hello. How are you? Hi. Jerm, I understand that we're still in fall mode, and there's some fall activities that you're still engaged in this weekend. I believe both of us engaged in a little bit of this. What did you do related to the fall season? I mean, Halloween's coming up. You pick out any costumes for your kids yet?
I don't pick them out. That's what my wife does.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry to imply that you might be a fucking an interested parent.
No. I just, you know. But, no, we just went to, like, a haunted house last weekend.
So, what type of, was this a really good one?
It was a bunch of high school kids, you know. But it was pretty good. You know, it's kind of
uneventful.
I waited in line for almost 2 hours and went in there, and it took 2 minutes to go through the thing, so.
2 minutes. It wasn't much of a maze. Did you ever find yourself scared?
To be honest with you, right at the very end when the guy, you know, turned on the chainsaw, I did jump a little bit, but because I wasn't expecting it.
The guy, the fucking freshman who's going to be in Algebra 2 the next day.
Right, right.
It just turns on a chainsaw and you jumped.
Right.
Now, did your kids think that you were weak for having jumped?
No, not at all, not at all.
Kids scared at all?
No, not at all. Well, the one ghoul, you know, I have my 5-year-old daughter was there in there with us, and he came right up to her, you know, about 2 inches from her face and told her that he was going to slice her neck off, or slice her head off her neck, and that didn't sit too well with me, so I pulled him over to the side, and I asked him what his problem was, but he didn't really answer me, so...
So the guy said to your 5-year-old kid, I'm going to slice your neck off?
Well, he said, I'm going to slice your head off.
Oh, your head. Even better.
Yeah.
Wow. And then you're so irate, you go and confront him, right?
Well, of course, because, you know, it's not appropriate to say that to a little small child. I mean, she wasn't fazed by it at all. She probably didn't really know what it meant. But, you know, it's whatever.
We're going to have our buddy Alki call in, and apparently people want to hear when he's going on. Alki has assigned himself the time of 11:01. I think that's a minute after the show has ended. Actually, I'm pretty goddamn sure that's a minute after the show has ended. So you approach this guy, and you try to stand tall, defend your kid's honor, and the kid just doesn't fucking say anything to you and leaves.
Yeah, well, he just walked down the corridor of the haunted place and just with his head, you know, bowed down, really didn't say anything.
And well, why didn't you go after him?
What am I going to do? Go after him? I proved my point.
You proved your point. He fucking walked off to go and threaten to murder or behead another 5-year-old. Supposed to be a happy time.
I didn't want to start a scene. I didn't want to make a big deal
about
it.
Everywhere you go, you start a scene.
I wouldn't say that's the case.
I think it is.
Well, we could agree to disagree.
No, I don't want to do that. I never do that, Jerm.
Whatever.
I actually went to a place called the Cider Mill, whatever. I don't even know the rest of it. Cider Mill in Mendham, New Jersey, everybody. Go there if you want to look at fucking donuts and shit that look really good until you walk up to the table. I like to eat every now and then, like during fall, the cider donuts. Jerm, are you familiar with them?
Well, I could imagine that they're donuts that taste like cider. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out.
Well, you don't have to be shitty about it, okay?
Okay.
No, really, in the future, please don't be shitty about
that. I apologize.
You know, I would appreciate it. Okay. So we go there, and we go there with every intention of buying the donuts. If you recall, last time we went to another place, and I described the story where we get up to the pies and the donuts and shit, and there were flies all over them. And so we were completely turned off. Now it's fucking bees. There's bees everywhere. Just fucking swarms of them crawling all over the donuts and shit. Can you buy food that has had bees on it, Germ?
Oddly enough, to be honest with you, bees do not bother me. They don't really bother me as far as germ-wise. I really don't have a problem with them. So I would eat. I mean, they make honey, don't they? And I enjoy honey.
Yeah, so everywhere they touch, honey is created.
Right. Yeah.
So we didn't buy the donuts. We went to the corn maze. You ever go in a corn maze?
I have, yeah. But I didn't go through all the way.
Alki really wants to hear this somehow turn into a discussion of Seinfeld's new movie, which I do want to see. Are you aware of this, Jerm?
I'm aware if there's a movie out, yes. B-movie.
Yeah. That's amazing, even though the title and everything. It's great. So we go and we go to the corn maze, and it's $14 to walk through this fucking corn maze. So all of a sudden my girlfriend Amanda goes and just walks around the side of it. I guess I'm thinking she wants a picture taken next to the corn or something, so I do it. She starts walking around the back of it. I follow her, and then I see her fucking crawling through the goddamn maze to get in. We snuck into the fucking corn maze. $14 we saved, but we looked like complete degenerates, and we decided to go at the entrance. So as we're passing people are telling us that we're going the wrong... You guys are going the wrong way. What are you, stupid? You guys are going the wrong way! And we're interrupting people. We're trampling on dropped things. People drop something, we step on it. And we made our way through the entrance, Jerm. When was the last time you've ever like hopped a fence or something like that? Have you ever done that?
You mean like entered somewhere without paying?
That's exactly what I'm talking about, Jerm.
I'm
amazed.
Let me think. I don't think I ever did. No.
Wow, you're such an angel.
This
is going very smoothly. Jerm, I'm just going to stop talking about the fucking corn maze then.
I'm trying to think. Well, why don't you refresh my memory? Have I? I don't know.
How would I refresh your memory?
Did you?
How am I going to pick through your fucking brain?
Was the corn maze on Saturday you went?
Yes, it was on Saturday.
And you went to church the next day. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yeah.
Okay, and so you stole, and then you went to church to ask for God's forgiveness.
No, I really didn't do that.
Okay.
I just kind of sat there, and so, like, church to me is sitting, doing limited exercise, and waiting for pancakes.
When it's time to kneel at church, do you let your ass rest against the pew like the lazy people?
It depends. Am I tired? Because if I am, yes.
I see.
You don't even go, Jerm. You don't go, and it's not because you don't believe anything or you don't believe in truth. It's because you're afraid of the germs on people's hands, and you don't want to have to shake hands during a fucking, whatever that peace thing is.
Yeah, we give each other a sign of peace or whatever.
Peace be
with
you.
Yeah, I don't like that part.
Germ, peace be with you. And they have their hand extended. What, do you ever ignore people and pretend you
can't? I just keep my arms glued to my side, and I put my head down like a fucking Mama Luke.
Yeah, but you probably don't. You don't go there now. I mean, you said
I don't
before.
Go to church. No,
you don't do it anymore.
No.
Yeah. Well, it's very sad. It's very sad. I really don't care. I'm more into the Sunday breakfast, Jerm. I really like the eggs.
Well, you do like your Sunday breakfast, don't you?
I believe that's what I just said.
Okay, I was just reiterating.
I know. That's that's the exact same thing that I just said. What are you typing?
Nothing. I was typing something. All right. So
what are you
so
typing? Nothing. I was typing something.
All right. Go ahead. All right. So what's next? Come on.
You know, Jerm, I'm really tempted to just take a quick break. Jump right into your Jerm Freak Radio real quick.
Go for it. Because I got to take a squirt like there's no tomorrow.
You don't have to, though. I mean, you just want to say it so you can validate the need to jump to a break.
Well, I'm trying to do my best.
Do you feel a little rusty? I mean, it's been 2 weeks that since we've done a show.
Yeah.
You feel rusty?
No, I got to put the fucking fan on, and I'm sweating over here. I got to get the goddamn fan and put it on here.
Well, why are you sweating, Jerm? Why don't you just have air conditioning?
It was beautiful out today, and all of a sudden it's fucking humid as all hell.
You have air conditioning. Turn it on.
I suppose.
Alki's checking, and this might make you feel better. Colin, Alki's son, finds Germ Freak to be funny, and he's New Style's youngest listener.
Oh, thank you.
Does that make you feel good?
Absolutely.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Excuse me, I didn't mean to use language in front of a youth like that. There goes my internet connection, ladies and gents. And I think we all know what happens when I have to endure these problems. I think we all know what I need to do. I have to lose my mind. Holy shit. Yeah, that's the official My Computer Just Fucked Up and I Have No Internet Connection song of the DJ New Style Show for my buddy Dominic Monaco. MySpace.com/Dominic Monaco. Where's Germ Freak? Can we even get him back? This is beautiful. I don't know what's wrong either. You know what? We might just have to take a quick break here. All right, he's back. I know that you're all enamored by the wonderful musical stylings of Dominic Monaco. But Germ, do we have you back?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I guess we have you back.
Cool.
Yeah. I just keep losing my mind, Germ. I keep losing my goddamn mind, as well as my internet connection. I really do.
Yeah.
You feel recharged now?
I feel recharged.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing.
Are you a little sleepy? You're not getting your coffee?
Oh, I get plenty of my coffee. I get very delicious coffee at my favorite chain coffee place, Dunkin' Donuts.
I think you got it cued. Hey, Donna! Did you start the coffee yet?
Is that Donna Donuts, did you say?
No, that's my wife.
Oh, Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, when she doesn't feel like making it, I gotta go to Dunkin' Donuts to get coffee. They make the best coffee.
Yeah, they do. Do you get upset that your wife can't make it exactly like they make it? For some reason, you really love Dunkin' Donuts.
I enjoyed Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
We all started using a site called Tumblr. It's pretty much a quick blog. It's Tumblr without the E, because that's how internet sites work. Oh my God, this is amazing. Germ, are you ready for this?
Yes.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Look at this!
Phone is ringing. Oh my God.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who might this be? Oh shit. Is anybody on the goddamn phone now? The whole fucking thing died. Again. I can't believe this shit. I just keep losing my mind, and I'm not going to play Dom's song again. This is just unfucking called for. Absolutely unfucking called for. Ah, shit. Germ.
Yes.
Yeah, well, whatever, man. You know what? I don't know what it is. I don't know who has this shit out for me. You know what? I don't know what to do, Jim. What should I do?
Let's move on.
My own friend, and former co-host, by the way, little Jimmy Rhodes.
Little pumpkins on my lap. Oh, yes.
He's heckling me. He's saying, this is the worst DJ in the world. This place sucks. I'm punching out. This bit sucks. This is fucking unfunny.
I'm punching out. This bit sucks.
Jimmy's
this is
sentiments.
Fucking unfunny.
Exactly.
Punch out. Move on to the next bit. You know, fuck the listener.
Pretty much just fuck the internet connection right now. It's absolutely just, you know, why have one? Oh, wait, it's an internet radio show. You need one. You kind of do. I was ready to pull the plug on Optimum Online just now, Jeremy. That would have been really detrimental to the show.
I think you just better calm down a little bit. I think you get overreacting.
Well, what do you want me to say? You're the type of person that likes Dunkin' Donuts coffee. And you love it so much that on this new site we're using, Tumblr, which is T-U-M-B-L-R,
right.
It's pretty much a stripped-down blog. You just kind of post quips to a picture, a little fucking blurb. I check yours, as I do every single day, because you're on my friends list. The first thing I see is all the posts from my friends. And one day, during this weekend, I believe, or maybe whenever it was, the 19th, I see a picture of you kissing a styrofoam cup of Dunkin' Donuts. Like it's the fucking love of your life.
I did that in a response to somebody else doing the same thing.
Yeah, well,
to a Starbucks cup.
To a Starbucks cup. Well, why would they do that to a Starbucks cup?
Well, there's
a lover.
Oh, that would be why, because she loves it.
Right.
Yes.
There's this girl. Her name is Barb, and she is infatuated with Starbucks coffee. So she took a photo of herself kissing the Starbucks coffee container. I did the same thing.
Phone is ringing. Oh my God.
Let's see if the phone could be working. That'd be great. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this?
This is Barb. Hi.
Hi, Barb. How are you?
Hey, Barb.
You couldn't have been or have had more perfect timing. And I don't know how you sensed that you needed to call in. I don't know what you were doing that you needed to call in. But Germ has just expressed his love for Dunkin' Donuts coffee. And I pointed out his shockingly gay picture of him kissing a Dunkin' Donuts cup of coffee.
Right. He's a copycat because I was kissing a Starbucks cup of coffee on my Tumblr.
Yeah. Now, we're checking that out right now. You're kissing a cup of Starbucks coffee. You're cradling it like it's something that you treasure and truly love.
Love it.
Yes. And it's right above a post where you have a fucking bar graph about the average penis size of white men. But I guess that has nothing to do with Starbucks coffee.
It has everything to do with Starbucks coffee. It
has everything and nothing to do with Starbucks coffee. Awesome. Really good. So now, what is this some kind of like coffee beef that we have going on between you two?
It's a coffee war.
Well, Frank seems to think that Dunkin' Donuts is the best coffee in the world, and I think we can all agree that that's definitely not true.
She referred to Dunkin' Donuts coffee as anal seepage, and I didn't appreciate that.
anal leakage.
I apologize.
I quote.
Thank you.
I quote from Barb's Tumblr. It says Frank should know that the people of our status shouldn't be drinking the pipe water. That is Dunkin' Donuts. Pipe water! Germ, I mean, what do you have to say?
I think she's just trying to be trendy. She's trying to be trendy with the whole Starbucks thing. She wants people to think that she's a part of the in crowd and she's trendy. And I'm not a follower, I'm a leader. And I'll go with the Dunkin' Donuts.
I'll have you know that today, after leaving work, I stopped at a Starbucks.
I see.
I had a very nice cappuccino, Jerm.
Okay.
He's on my side.
But I'm not necessarily on anybody's side. It's just that we share the same opinion. I mean, I'm willing to drink Dunkin' Donuts coffee, although, and it's okay. It's tolerable. I've had a lot worse. But what they seem to fuck up on a consistent basis is the fucking drive-thru. I don't know why they bother to have a fucking drive-thru to Dunkin' Donuts. If I order, I make an order, talk to a human, and they have computers to fucking log what I want. How the fuck do I get a completely different order every fucking time I do this? Every time.
I've never been.
Meanwhile, I'll step into a Starbucks, and they'll be playing some fucking instrumental Peter Frampton track or some random-ass fucking song that nobody even really knows, except for Dan Wright of former RadioBBQ.net glory. But I'll go in there, and they'll be like, oh, so you're the Cafe Americano Venti, right? That's you, right? Yeah, I remember. And I haven't been there for a month. And they'll remember me and remember my order and never get it wrong. Ever. In fact, I feel bad ordering something different because I might fuck up their day, Germ.
Well, I've had problems with Starbucks. The coffee is never hot enough, so I just stopped going there. And also, it's sort of like, you know, you go in there and it's, I don't know, you just feel like, yeah, I just don't feel right going in there.
You have to have it at a certain temperature. You know that, right?
Pardon me?
They have to have it at a certain temperature every time.
It's true. I've never had cold coffee. Maybe you fucking ordered an iced coffee on accident.
No, I didn't.
Not knowing that ice means cold.
Smartass. I ordered a nice hot coffee, and it's always lukewarm.
Sheepy here is offering a nice tip. If you don't like things too hot, you can ask for the child's temperature when you get Starbucks stuff.
This is true.
No, I like it hot. I want it super hot.
You want it hotter than they even give it to you?
Hotter than normal.
I don't think and you know what's great, what I like about Starbucks? I don't think I've seen one do not spill this on you fucking warning. On their cups.
Let me ask you a question. Do you utilize that protective sleeve on the cup when you go there?
I do. You know why, Jerem? Because
why?
The fucking cup is hot. I don't know what where you're bringing up this. It's never hot enough.
All right, let me ask you a question. When you use a sleeve, do you ever find that it slides off sometimes?
No, because the force of gravity is such that the cup wants to go down, but it's not wide enough.
All right, because mine always slides off.
It seems that... my clock might be a bit off. Let me take a quick look here. Let me check my computer's time.
It's question time.
Oh, we're asking some questions. It's question time.
It seems we've slipped into question time mode here, Jerem, because you've asked about three or four questions in a row with the preface, let me ask you a question. So why don't you go ahead and ask some questions about whatever you want to ask a question about to whoever you want to ask. That would be either me or Barb. Because it is truly question time.
When you drink the cup, do you ever does a coffee ever dribble off your lip onto your shirt ever?
And who is this directed to?
I'm asking that to Barb because Barb, I would like to know if that ever happened to her.
Yes, sometimes.
Oh, so you're not perfect after all, huh?
That's what makes me not perfect, but yes.
I see. That's the problem with the lids there. But let me ask you a question. Please tell me how you take your coffee.
What do you mean how I take it?
You know, cream, sugar, what are you putting it?
Orally.
Well, at Starbucks, where the rich get their coffee, you have a choice between regular milk and soy milk, and I choose soy milk.
Right, because you're trendy.
That's for the Japs. I get regular milk. Sorry. You can go with that soy shit. Anyway, I'm sorry. Please, continue. Jerm, I didn't mean to interrupt. Will you forgive me, please?
No,
Jerm?
Oh, no.
Please forgive me.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, well, that was pretty much it. You know.
Dan just wants to remind you, Barb, that December 7th, 1941, we were attacked at Pearl Harbor. And you're over there drinking fucking soy milk like nothing happened.
Well, that's why they fought, so that I could drink my vanilla soy latte.
And
I've been starting, sometimes what I've been doing is I've been taking the coffee home, and I start up my new habit, and I do it at the same time with my coffee.
What? What's your new habit? What?
Well, you know what I've taken up. We've discussed this before.
Well, no, we, as in the audience of the show and people who download it, have not discussed this before. So rather than allude to something that may have been said in a chat room of three people, why don't you just go ahead and come out with it?
Talk to you.
Yeah.
Well, I'm 37 years old, and I decide that I really don't have any bad habits, so I've decided to take up cigarette smoking.
So you, rather than be rather than be close to perfection, you want to fuck it up a little bit and take up cigarette smoking. Not just smoking. You clarify it as cigarette smoking, like some kind of fucking third grade health book.
Well, yes, because I don't want people to think I'm doing anything illegal. And what I've noticed is I've seen Barb on cam, and she's a professional smoker. She does all the different things with her fingers and her eyes.
What
and
makes her a professional smoker? Does she have, like, a fucking a Lucky Strike logo on her fucking shirt?
No. You know, the way, you know, she the way she holds the cigarette, she, you know, she inhales and she closes her eyes and she, you know, she the hand gestures, she's a professional. She mastered the craft of smoking.
And you're a professional question asker because you've done it a lot.
Right. So what I'm trying to do is, before I start with actually smoking the cigarettes, I'm just I have unlit cigarettes in my mouth, and I'm learning the different mannerisms of smoking. So this way, when I start smoking, I won't look like I'm a beginner. I'll have it all down pat. And so I'm using Barb as a teacher, and I emulate and watch what she does with her hand gestures and everything. This way, I can become a professional smoker such as herself. Thank you.
There's rumors going around that Barb pays humor off with Marlboro Miles. I think that's sheepy, spreading some lies. But you're just trying to get accustomed to having something on your lips.
Right. I'm just
having cylindrical object between your
lips. Exactly. Right now,
in
I
your
just
hands
have the,
and on your
I
face.
I have the unlit cigarette in my mouth for the last couple weeks or so, and I'm just practicing the hand motions. This way, once I light it, I'll look like I've been doing it for years.
Once you finally get to the big show, you'll be a pro with that
exactly.
That object. You'll be able to get that thing light that thing off in a matter of seconds.
Exactly.
Pop it on off.
Right.
Like a true pro.
Exactly, and be the professional smoker
like
that...
Like a $2 whore.
Okay. I think that was a call for. And I'm hoping that, you know, pretty soon I'll get to the point where I can light the cigarette up and actually start to inhale.
Now, Barbara, as Germ would say, how fucked up does this sound, his idea, as a professional smoker?
It sounds stupid to me, mostly because I got sick about a week ago and could not physically smoke. And
are you smoking right now?
Yes.
You know what?
I need to take a quick break in the program to remind you that the DJ New Style Show is sponsored by cancer. Sponsored by tumors of all sorts.
Well,
when you're
going
to smoke cigarettes, make sure you stick with cancer. And I did misspeak, okay, Alki? Go fuck yourself, you fuck. I added a W before the E. God, he's so accurate with pointing out my fuck-ups. I tried to do a joke here, steal one from Dan Wright. It just doesn't work out. Germ, continue. Sorry.
No. I heard her exhale the smoke, and I knew she was smoking at that point. And you were asking her why you didn't think it was a good idea, and I was curious to hear her answer.
I think it's stupid because I tried to not smoke about a week ago, and it was very hard for me.
How many years have you been smoking?
How old were you when you started smoking?
I smoked maybe for like a couple years. And then stopped when I got to college, and then ended up starting again about a year ago, and I haven't stopped.
Do you remember your first cigarette?
Yeah, I do.
Can you please give us a scenario? Can you please bring us back in time?
Well,
Jeremy, you sound very eager. Like you want your first cigarette to be some kind of magical experience in a canopy bed with a boy you truly love.
Oh boy.
My mom, well, ironically, my mom was in the hospital with pneumonia.
Jesus.
And I was being watched by a family friend of ours. And the girls that they had were, they lived in Garfield. Those of you that live in New Jersey know that those girls are they're up for a good time.
Really?
And they smoked early. And they gave me my first cigarette in a basement. And I was very scared to light it.
Were you ever involved in one of those high school cigarette circles where you'd pass around a fucking cigarette like it was a crack pipe? Because you weren't quite young enough to get your hands on a pack? Oh, hello?
Wait, I'm sorry. Were you talking to me?
Yes. Since Frank is doing fucking, playing make-believe with a pack of Benson and Hedges in his fucking basement, I'm asking the professional smoker... If you've ever engaged in sharing a cigarette with somebody and passing it like it were a fucking like a joint.
Maybe me and another person, but I would never do it with a circle of people.
I mean, I used to see these kids when I was a freshman in high school. I would see them passing around a cigarette like it was the fucking greatest thing ever. And the same type of kids that would sneak off to go fucking smoke in the bathroom.
Maybe they weren't smoking.
Maybe they were sucking some cocks. Jeremy, is that what you want to seg into there? Is that why?
That wasn't my plan, no. Maybe that's your plan.
Not. See, my plan is to not smoke or do that.
Okay.
No, he just said that to you, Frank.
Yeah.
You can't tell him the same thing that you just said.
The I'm rubber your glue fucking defense doesn't work in this case.
Listen, all I know is I'm looking forward to the inhalation of carbon monoxide, and I can't wait for it to happen.
Fine, do it.
How many cigarettes do you think it would take, Frank, to get addicted to smoking?
Yeah, how long would it take me to get addicted? Because I'm curious to see how that progresses.
If you smoked every day, a few times a day, probably maybe half a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, I'm not going to become a smoker because I don't want to mess up my perfect hair, according to Alki. I have a fucking a perfect head of hair for some reason. I don't know where he got this this idea. I just don't want. I want to have perfect lungs because, as you recall, October is Lung Health Awareness Month. That's right.
Really?
It really is. So why don't you light up another one?
I'm aware of them.
You fucking goddamn degenerate smoker, and one wannabe. So you think after about 6 months he would be hooked?
Yeah, I think so. And he would try to not, and he would start thinking about them the way that I do, and you just want them.
I mean. We all have vices. I mean, this one here is this can that I'm holding is not a pill bottle. I mean, don't just fucking relax. It's Spearmint Altoids. I fucking buy one of these every week, and the day I get them, I finish them that day.
You suffer from halitosis?
No, I eat them like they're fucking candy.
Oh my god.
Is that bad?
Well.
I don't think it's bad.
It's going to turn out kind of bad.
You think it's going to turn out bad in the long run? Well, let's see what the good old ingredients are. Sugar, natural flavor, gum arabic. Oh, what the fuck does that mean? Gum arabic. God.
Yep. A lot of things have gum. You'd be surprised. A lot of things have gum, like salad dressing.
Yeah, but it's arabic.
Yeah, well, you're supporting the terrorists.
Yellow number. Yes. Yeah, I need to bring the fucking Altoids to justice. That's why I'm eating them all. Corn syrup, blue number one, and yellow number five. Isn't there something about yellow number five that's going to, like, lower my sperm count? I better get up to, like, three cans of these per day, then, if that's the case.
No, you do, man.
Bro, not even fucking joking. Altoids, come on. Yeah, I went and I bought a can of these today. And I was reminded of something that Germ had said, because I took my purchase, my change, and my receipt, and I said thank you very much, and I left. Now, Barb, do you find anything wrong with that?
No, I don't.
Okay, now Germ, what is wrong with what I just explained? I'm at a CVS counter. I get I bring my purchase up.
Right.
They ring it up for me.
Right.
They accept my money. They give me the change. They're very courteous. I say thank you. Grab my shit and leave.
So you're saying thank you to them?
Yeah.
Now, are you the employee or are you the customer? I'm a little confused.
I'm the customer.
Okay. Okay. So why would you be the one saying thank you if you're the customer?
Well, I mean, they could have made it a lot more miserable and I would have had to tolerate it.
But you're paying...
You think my saying thank you is inappropriate?
I think it is because I don't understand how when people are at retail stores giving cashiers money, how the customer automatically always says thank you.
Do you... what do you say?
I don't say anything.
You just leave.
I leave, and I don't say anything. When you go to in New Jersey here, we have full service gas, so we don't pump our own gas. So I notice a lot that as soon as people hand the cash to the attendant, as soon as the person grabs the cash from the driver, the driver says, "Thank you." Now, why should we?
Well, no. What I do is when they unhook my car, After I get filled up, they unhook it, they shut the gas cap, they do all that shit in the cold or in the disgusting hot. They'll hand me my receipt, and they'll say, hey, thank you very much, and I'm out.
Okay. You should not be the one saying thank you. You're the customer. They should be thanking you.
Oh, yeah, they should be thanking me.
Because you're the one who's paying their salary.
I think they have an hourly salary. So, I mean, it's not like they're getting, you know, they're working off of tips or anything like that.
Frank, I'm not getting out of my car to pump my own fucking gas.
No, you don't understand.
So that's why I say thank you. Thank you for pumping my gas. Because otherwise I would be fine on the side of the turnpike.
You're thanking them by giving them the money. You're thanking them by paying them and utilizing and patronizing their business. That's your thank you. There's no need for you to give another thank you.
Yeah, there is. It's called common goddamn courtesy. The type of and also I think it's a means of preventing shit from happening to you the next time you come back. Like if this is your gas station, and I would imagine if I get my gas filled up and I say nothing to the guy and fucking zoom off, he's gonna be like, wow, that guy is a real asshole. I mean, everybody else says thank you. So the next time I come back, why wouldn't he fucking key my car or piss in my tank or if we're at a restaurant, put something in my food? Why wouldn't he do that? Because he thinks I'm an asshole now. You gotta prevent people from thinking you're an asshole if they're going to be dealing with your personal goods or your health.
Listen to me. I went to before Easy Pass came, I was getting off an exit, I think in Bayonne somewhere.
Why?
I think the Bayonne exit. I had to do something in Bayonne. Don't ask me why. Anyway, I give the guy the money, and he says to me, sarcastically, you're welcome. I said, excuse me? He said, you're welcome. I said, first of all, you should be thanking me, and I should be saying you're welcome to you. How dare you be sarcastic and say you're welcome to me? I'm paying your salary.
You didn't say any of this.
I swear to God. Ask him.
Germ, have you ever
said, I will.
Have you ever said to a police officer, I pay your salary? Have you ever said that? Tell me you've said that to a cop.
I've never said that,
Then why do you say it to everybody else? If you truly pay taxes...
You're trying to be a smartass by trying to compare apples and oranges.
Do you pay taxes? Do you pay your taxes?
You're trying to be a smartass.
Why? No, I think you're being the smartass by trying to be some fucking rebel by not thanking somebody. I don't see your fucking point. You don't have a fucking point.
When the fucking goddamn gas station attendants, they don't say thank you to me, I shout out, you're welcome. I let them know that I know that they didn't say thank you.
Most of them can't say thank you, first of all. Second of all, that's the stupidest thing you can do. Yeah, exactly. Solera checks in all caps. This guy's an asshole.
I stick it to him.
Solera says she'd piss in everything she ever gave to you if you didn't say thank you.
Oh, that's a little different.
Why is it a little different? It probably already happens to you. Because you don't say thank you. Like, today at Chipotle, you want to bring that up and call me some kind of a fucking an asshole because I go to Chipotle every goddamn day. I thank the person for assembling my food and handing it to me and being friendly. Chipotle, not Chipotle, whatever. Anyway, I said, hey, thank you. Thank you. And I took my food and left. And you think that's wrong.
Did she say thank you first?
Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. I beat them to the punch.
Let me tell you the correct protocol. If the employee says thank you first, then it's okay for you to say thank you.
I would never say you're welcome to somebody that hands me my food. Because I'm pretty sure they don't want to be welcome to hand food to somebody forever.
All right, let me just tell you, just please don't interrupt me for a second. I want to give you the protocol.
Oh, please go ahead.
If the employee says to you thank you, then it's okay for the customer to say thank you back. Okay, that's protocol. But if the employee does not say anything to you, then you should not say anything back. You should just grab your money and walk out the door and never come back.
Solera's checking in. She says she's very passionate about letting everybody know how she feels about you right now at this point. This is the kind of asshole that feels he's doing someone a favor by fucking them. That's what she thinks of you.
Get on.
Comment.
I mean, would you say you're welcome after you stormed out of your wife's bedroom and returned to your basement?
Listen.
Honey, that was good. You're welcome, bitch.
Maybe I should. Maybe I should start doing that.
Yeah, and then you should also start putting money away, digging holes in your yard.
You have to have sex with her first.
Oh, shit. Oh.
What did she say?
She said you'd probably have to have sex with her first.
Whatever. Listen. And what's worse than the inappropriate thank you is, of course, the lack of thank you.
Okay, so now if you're expecting a thank you and no one says it to you, I guess that's what that is.
Exactly. When I let somebody cut in front of me when I'm driving and that person does not give me a little wave, that pisses me off.
Why?
That pisses me off.
Why does it? You know what? I purposely, if someone gives me a wave telling me to go ahead and it's too quick, I won't wave at them. If they give me the, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, and they're flicking their hand, I won't even fucking look at them. I'll just go.
You're probably the kind of person who high beams a person in the left lane because they're going too slow.
No. I am completely not that.
Okay.
Way to poorly assess another situation, Drew.
Well, let me get back to the inappropriate thank yous.
Oh. You mean the lack of a thank you.
The lack of thank yous. The problem is, if I let somebody cut in front of me and that person does not say thank you, I will yell to the top of my lungs and say, you're welcome. Because that person is not appreciating my kindness.
With your windows rolled up.
Pardon me?
Sorry, Barb, go ahead.
They don't hear you and they don't see you.
Exactly.
Stupid.
You're yelling with your fucking windows rolled
Listen
up.
Listen to me.
Hoping beyond hope that someone fucking hears your ill-guided scream.
When somebody lets me cut in front of them, I don't care if it's 30 degrees below zero, I fucking put my window down and I put my fucking hand and I shake it all over the place to let them know that I appreciate it.
You pump your fist at them?
No. I stick my hand out the window and I wave it real, real high to let them know that I appreciate what they've done for me.
Every little bit of body language that you fucking describe just is everything, and I would deem someone to be an asshole if they did. If somebody stuck their entire arm out and waved really quick, I'm like, wow, what an asshole. I'm totally not thanking this guy.
I give the peace sign.
Oh, very nice, very nice.
I think that's a little too hippie-ish. I think it is.
I think it's cute.
You think it's cute. That's what it is. So it's not even about, like ending wars. You just want to look cute.
Exactly.
Yeah. Robert, do you let people cut in front of you ever?
All the time. Actually, sometimes I'll do it just to piss off the people behind me, because I know that they see you behind me, Frank.
You know what I do to piss people off? If I'm ever on a two-lane highway, I'll drive alongside the person next to me at the same speed so that the person behind me cannot pass either of us.
Why?
Why would you do
what
that?
Do you get
I do
out of
that. I do that to let the person know that he cannot get his way all the time.
That causes accidents.
Okay? He's not going to try and put one past me. Like the son of a bitch people riding the goddamn motorcycle who goes between the fucking lanes. That pisses me off.
Why don't you open your car door next time? That'll really show.
You know what? Sometimes I pull into the shoulder so they can't go through the fucking shoulder.
Get a motorcycle and you can do it too.
That aggravates me. Sometimes, like, they'll ride on the shoulder, so I go into the shoulder. And yeah, a couple times I hit the guardrail.
Yeah, here's Frank with his quick wave, his new cigarette habit on a fucking Japanese motorcycle riding in the goddamn shoulder.
Whatever. And let me ask you a question. When you're behind somebody at a red light, how long do you wait before you beep your horn to let that person know that he better start fucking moving? How long do you wait?
15 seconds.
How long?
15 seconds. And then I give a tiny beep.
That's
a tiny beep. I don't do the full beep. I do the beep beep.
Sometimes people fall asleep, man. You don't want to wake them up and have them just jam on the gas and hit something.
15 seconds is a long, long time. And if you do that quick beep, that shows that you're not being a sarcastic prick. If you do that long beep,
I'd like to go back to last week's show and point out how you are completely not assertive by sending your little girl out to put apples in other people's bag and basically do all of your dirty work for you because you're too afraid to approach the people. So don't try and pull off this fucking, I'm a tough guy and I face off with everybody.
I'm secure in my locked car.
Okay, yeah.
I have automatic locks, so I'm secure. I close the windows.
Okay, so what would you do if someone started punching your car and you're blocked in? Because keep in mind, you're behind them at a stoplight. What would you
do? I have to cross that bridge when I come to. It depends on the person's bigger than me or not.
Would you have you ever stepped out of a car to fight somebody?
Have you
ever been?
I've opened the car door to step out, but the person just took off.
You've opened the car door, but somebody took off. Did you put on a mean face?
No, not really. I mean, it was a senior citizen, like a 60-year-old woman. I mean, how mean of a face could I give her, you know?
So, the only time you ever threatened to step out and throw down, it was a fucking 60-year-old woman?
She had the blue hair and everything. I mean, how mean could I be? But listen to me. New style. I want to ask you the same question. When you're, do you beep people or no? To let them know to go.
I only beep when people do something blatantly fucked up that could get me killed.
Okay. Do you ever shout out the window and yell obscenities?
Oh, I shout in the car with the window rolled up. Oh. Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Yes, Alki, and if somebody touches my perfect hair and sets it out of place, I will fucking tear the place asunder.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. So you're at the stoplight, and you're behind somebody. You'll wait like about 15 seconds like Barb is before you beep, or what's your time frame?
About 15 seconds. I think 15 seconds is a really good
time limit. 15 seconds is a very, very long time as well.
It is, but usually they go before that.
If you can't wait 15 seconds for anything, dude, you just need fucking help. You really need some kind of anger issue or anger management thing.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, what's yours? 5 seconds?
One,
two, three.
No, you're going quicker than that. It's not as quick as that. I probably wait 5-6 seconds or so. And I do the very quick beep. I don't do the sarcastic, you know, prick beep. I do the quick beep.
Now, what do you think the prick beep is?
Well, the prick beep is when you press it for really...
I think the prick beep could also be just hitting it a few times.
That's true. Exactly. You're right.
And you have
to
end it with one long one.
You're right. But I only do it the one quick beep. I go boop, like that. Boop, like that. Like Morse code. Boop, like that. I used to be one of those people who, if I was in the left lane and somebody was trying to pass me and they put their high beams on, I would not get out of the way. I would just sit there and drive whatever speed I was going and let them pass me. They put their fucking high beams on. I just picked the fucking rearview mirror and I put that little lever down so that the fucking lights cannot hit my eyes. But nowadays I will move over to the next lane for them.
Well, Jerem, I don't know what to tell you. I really don't. You mean...
And people going slow in the left lane.
You can't, personally?
I can't. Is that what you do, Frank? When they high beam you? Because that's usually when it happens in the left lane, when people want
to
pass you
by. I usually drive, you know, like I usually drive 65 to 75 miles per hour. If that's not fast enough in the left lane, then fuck them. Let them fucking move over.
In the left lane, you shouldn't be driving. You should be passing. Need to fucking pass.
Cut this shit. Don't
above fucking...
You know damn well you drive. Don't be a prick. Don't be a wise ass.
That's the
Frank.
Fucking law. It's written.
Don't be a wise
ass. Stay right except to pass. They fucking
you never
teach
drive
you that.
In the left lane continuously. Cut the shit.
Only if I'm passing people by. Otherwise, if you're driving in the left lane alone and a cop sees you, he can pull you over just for that.
Yeah.
What else I do? When the cop comes along and he's in the left lane, he wants to pass you. You know what I do?
What?
I let him pass me. I move over.
Well, who does that?
Exactly.
That's not like a fucking superhero move.
But listen to me. But this is what I do. Once he passes, once I go into the middle lane, I go right back into the left lane and speed up and stay real close behind him because it's very unlikely that he'll make a U-turn and give me a ticket.
And there's no other cops on the road.
They can see how fast you're going. They can see who's how fast you're going behind them too.
Yeah, they have a fucking detector right in their rear deck there.
And why is it that you know what pisses me off too? Like when you have ambulance drivers who obviously are not in an emergency to go anywhere, but yet they fucking put their lights on to go through a fucking red light, and then as soon as they go through the fucking red light, they take their lights off and they go the normal speed again. That pisses me off. I hate that.
Yeah, Alki has it right here. He says it's because they fucking can. And I added that because I think I needed to emphasize that a bit. They do it because they can. It's just like a dog licking their fucking balls, man. If you could do that, you would do it too.
I think it's showing they're overtaking their authority. They're abusing their authority, and I don't appreciate
that. Because that's something new.
That has been around for so fucking long. Every goddamn uptight prick since 1934 has been complaining about that. But you pay their salary, that's right. Solaire's pointing out, you pay their fucking salary, so that's why you're pissed.
Well, and as far as paying the salary, you know, same thing goes when you're like in a fucking restaurant too. What pisses me off is how I have to tip the same for a fucking filet mignon as for a hamburger. It's the same fucking amount of work for the waitress. Why should I fucking tip more?
Because you have to tip based on a percentage.
According to who? Is there a rule? Is there a manual that says that?
It's called the Manual of Fucking Human Decency.
Is there a manual on tipping? Is there a manual on tipping?
There pretty much is an unwritten guidebook as far as
tipping. I think it's an etiquette book.
Sheepy's wondering if you're black right now. I don't know if that's racist or not. I'm going to let it slip, but I have to play this by law. I mean, you should love one another. Just cut that. You should love one another, even the non-tipping blacks.
Barbara, let me ask you a question, Barbara, if I may call you that. When you go to a restaurant and you're with a group of people, do you tally each? Do you ask for separate checks or do you divide it all down the middle?
We buy it all together.
Okay.
And figure it out.
Germ, don't even fucking go down this road with me. Please do not tell me that you fucking, you will say, okay, well, my shit was $14.
No, absolutely not. No, I would never do that.
Okay,
okay,
good. But pin you as the type of person, because you just said some shit. It's like, why would I tip the same for fucking Cheeseburger Deluxe as I would filet mignon?
Let me finish by saying that I do, in fact, tip according to the check. So I do what protocol is supposed to be, but it doesn't make me feel good inside. I have to be honest with you.
It doesn't make you feel good inside that person did a good job, and you're showing them gratuity.
Let me ask you a question, New Style. Have you ever purposely not tipped a waitress or waiter? Purposely?
No. I've given a severely low tip, though.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever not tipped.
Have you? Have you ever not left a tip?
One time I gave a quarter, because if you... Let me tell you why.
How much was the bill? Do you remember?
Like 30 bucks or something. But the thing is, the reason why you should give a very small tip as opposed to no tip is because it lets them know that the tip is not forgotten. So you're being given a dig by giving a very small tip. Gotcha? You see what I'm saying there?
Like, I wouldn't give a low tip because they forgot something. Like, if they went out of their way to prove to me that they don't really give a shit if I'm here or not, or if they're gonna try to insult somebody or they fucking spill something or they show that they're just an asshole, then they deserve to not be shown gratitude. But you have to tip.
Let me give you a case scenario. Let me give you a case scenario, New Style. As you know, a week ago, as you know, was my 12th wedding anniversary. Took the missus out to a restaurant. She did not finish her meal, and she had it put in a doggy bag. And the waitress accidentally threw out the doggy bag.
Okay.
As she was in the back getting her check. Now, would you be pissed off at the waitress for accidentally throwing out the doggy bag?
Well, how much of the meal was in there, you said?
It was a half a meal, I would say.
Was it a pretty expensive meal?
About, like, a $24 meal.
All right, well, what I would mention it and see if maybe there was something that they would do as you know, decent people, but I'm not gonna do what I'm guessing you did just by fucking not leave a tip because they fucking threw out your shit without saying anything.
See, that's how you're wrong. I you know what I told her? This is what I said. I says, you know what, it's not a big deal, don't worry about it. She was actually gonna have, you know, make me a new order, you know, half the size. Of course, I says, you know what, it's not a big deal, and we left. And I gave her as much of a tip as I would have if she didn't do that mistake.
Oh, so now you're a saint.
I'm a saint.
But you pay every cop's salary, and you hate ambulance drivers and shit.
I don't.
But this
you know
one
what?
Isolated
you're putting words
incident.
In my mouth. You're putting words in my
and
mouth.
And you don't support the troops, and you love the terrorists.
Oh, go fuck off.
No, I'm sorry, Jim. Continue.
Okay, I apologize.
You're not a patriot.
Know, just getting back to this, and be honest with me. You go to a restaurant. You're with a group of people. Okay, you don't want to drink. You don't drink anything that night, but everybody else is drinking like there's no fucking tomorrow. Okay, say what you purchased maybe came to like $15, and everybody else's came to maybe like $45, $50. It doesn't aggravate you a little that you have to pay the same amount even though you didn't drink and have
well,
more dirt.
Here's how it works with a normal set of friends. You put down what your share would be. And if you have a decent set of fucking friends you do this with, they're gonna say, "Dude, what are you doing here? You put your fucking 20 in. You had whatever. You spent like $10. We spent $100 each." But if they don't do it, then you just shut the fuck up and realize maybe I should have had some drinks too. All
right. What if it's like say you go out to lunch with your coworkers? What
sure.
would you do in that situation? Tell me what you would do in that situation where you did not have any drinks and they did. What would you do?
I would split it. You have to, Jerm. You have to. This isn't a fucking. I'm fucking
pit,
answering
the,
you. You fuck.
In the pit of your stomach. In the pit of your stomach, it would bother you.
No, it would not bother me. This is not a fucking group, a high school clique going to the goddamn diner, getting separate checks for every fucking plate. This is we're all adults.
I see.
And you realize this probably isn't an isolated incident. You're gonna go again. Maybe you'll be the high fucking spender. Maybe they'll be the low spender. Whatever.
Right.
It'll even out over time. And you don't have to have a huge fucking hassle.
Let me ask you a question. Do you ever have somebody who says to you, "Oh, I forgot my money"? And
oh, snap. This could be trouble.
Phone is ringing. Oh, my God.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with our friend Barbara and Germ Freak. Who's this?
Irish Alky.
Irish Alky?
Yay!
How are you?
I'm doing great. I just got a quick story to tell.
Okay, please tell it. Because Sheepy's fucking over-anxious to hear you speak.
Well, he thinks I'm famous.
Well, you are.
I
gotta say, most people are listening to this show just to hear you.
All right, Mr. NW. Or NS. I used to work at a TGI Fridays. And I went into work one day, and I had a horrible blister on my heel. And I went into work anyway because I wanted to make sure that everybody in Edison got a good lunch.
Pot stickers, wings.
And I limped around serving my tables, and I had a fine dark table of four that I served.
Hold on. Let me ask my friend. Mike Nice, what do you think about his description of the table of four?
Ridiculous.
Completely ridiculous. But why don't you just go ahead and continue?
I think dark was a nice way to put it. And I served them their lunch, and I was limping the entire time. And when it came time to give them their check, I did. And they got up and left. And I went to the table to collect the cash for the bill and my tip. And on the table was a little piece of paper folded in half, and it said tip. And it was written on it, and I opened it up. I opened up the piece of paper, and it said, "Get an ankle brace." So I just, want to say that people like Germ Freak will get their salad fucking pissed on. You do not fucking undertip a waiter. I don't give a shit. The service has to be so fucking bad for you to undertip a waiter because it's just not worth it. Otherwise, don't go back to that establishment.
Yeah, never go back.
But you see, what happens is they had already left, so you didn't do anything to the food because they had left already.
But if they
you
ever came back, I guarantee you their dressing would be something else.
You know, oh, definitely. Luckily, I got fired like a month after that, so I never saw them again.
It's good for them.
Was it something that you did that you got fired that was not good, or?
It's a long story. I don't want to get into
it. Okay, I apologize.
Alky, so... Wow, that really does suck. I mean, they actually did that old fucking thing that people would
Let
say
me ask
to do.
May I
just fucking interrupt.
All right, fine.
No, really, go ahead. I interrupt. I had nothing.
Mr. Alky, if those individuals had not left had not yet left the premises, would you have said anything to them or gone after them?
I would have said something to them, especially because I went out into the parking lot looking for them, but they had already left.
Oh, wow.
No, it's not a joke. When you're in the service industry, I bartended and I waited tables probably 6 years of my life before I got a real job. And I'm not saying being a waiter or a bartender isn't a real job, but it's not what you would normally call a career unless you're doing it in Manhattan. But you don't fuck with those people because, honestly, you're on your feet, you're cranky, you're dealing with assholes 80% of the time. Honestly, you get a good customer, one out of five people is a good customer.
Yep.
And you don't even have to tip well to be a good customer. You can just not be a douchebag, tip like shit, and still make my day because you didn't complain and you weren't an asshole to me.
It's true. Jerm,
It's one of the roughest jobs you can have because you're dealing with fucking people 24/7.
Based on what you've heard from Jerm Freak, our buddy Jerm Freak here, he is our friend, even though he is a bit of an odd duck. What would you think of him? What kind of customer would you peg him as?
Douchebag. He's a douchebag that expects too much in an industry where all you got to get is decent service. If your food sucks, you know what? That's not your waiter's fault. If your drink sucks, it's your bartender's fault. But especially as far as waiters go in a restaurant, if your steak's not done right, if your food's not done right, that's not the fucking waiter's fault.
I totally agree with you. But the problem is the waiters and waitresses are getting blamed for the food that's not correct. They should not get blamed for
that. But, Jerm, what you just said is if they bring out, whether they're bringing out a fucking Salisbury steak or a fucking stuffed lobster, they should get the same amount because they're doing the same amount of work.
Well, it's the same amount of work. I mean, certainly you will have to understand my point. And for you not to understand my point, then you've got a problem.
Well, I mean,
you understand my
think about
point,
it this way.
You?
No, I do not, because if they're at a place that serves a shitty meal, that like as you're trying to liken bringing out a really quality meal, there's certain things required of a waiter. They can't wear their fucking Crocs and shredded fucking black pants that they've worn for the last 3 months. They have to actually be respectful. They can't write down their orders. They have to be, you know, have a good presence about them. There's a little bit more involved than your average everyday fucking short order fucking diner goddamn waitress or waiter.
And Jim, you do realize that these people are making $2.15 an hour.
I understand totally, but let me digress here. I am a good tipper. I'm not saying I don't tip. I tip. It bothers me that
you resent the fact that you have to tip. That you feel you have to tip.
But I do it. I do it. I do it. I follow protocol and etiquette. I do it. It just in the back of my mind, it bothers me. Why not let the restaurant owners pay more salary?
Well, I don't know.
I don't own a restaurant.
Yeah, let them do it. I don't give a shit. But until it becomes the unwritten rule book of tipping is fucking amended that you don't have to tip because they get better wages, we're gonna fucking have to tip, and you're just gonna have to fucking take it.
New style.
Gonna fucking have to take it.
You ever get a pizza delivered to your house, New style?
No, I never have.
Oh, all right. Well,
yes, I have. Germ. Jesus Christ.
What do you give as a tip?
$5.
$5. Okay. At least.
I mean,
okay.
That's for one pizza. If they have a couple pizzas or they're bringing over more food, you give them a little more.
Okay. That's what I give too.
You give $5.
You're so full of shit.
And you give a fucking you'll give them a 20 for a $19 order and be like, hey, thanks.
I'm painting, New style, and I blame you for this. You're painting me out to be a cheap fuck, and I'm not.
You're painting yourself into that corner.
No. I tip like I'm normally supposed to. I do it, but it does bother me, but I do it.
Okay.
Is it possible for you to get bad service on a pizza delivery?
Here's another thing. Do you thank the pizza delivery boy?
No, he says you're welcome, and he throws the $5 at his feet, and then he pisses on him.
Is that what you do, Jerm? Seriously?
Once in a while. No, I usually don't. My wife usually takes care of that.
Your wife does everything.
Well, I don't like answering the door, so.
Oh, yeah, so you are afraid of the door.
Well, I'm not afraid of the door. I just don't like answering it.
Why not? Like, seriously, let's go into that.
I don't want to deal with new people invading my space, so I let my wife answer the door.
Because there's a slim chance that maybe one of the waiters you fucked over at a fucking steakhouse found out where you lived. And you're
if you don't like answering the door, don't call for pizza to be delivered. Don't pick it up. Well, you're basically inviting them to your house.
My wife is answering the door. She'll take care of it.
So you're too
anxiety about opening the door.
You're too lazy to prevent some of your worst fears from happening.
Barbara, you told me that you had that same anxiety at one time.
Yeah, when I was like 7.
Yeah, when it was monsters she was afraid of, and not just people.
I see.
Oh. Barb used to say, "You're welcome to the boogeyman."
Oh man, would you thank a dentist that's done work on you? Where would you give a thank you, Germ? I mean, like, at what point would you thank somebody?
I'm very generous with my thank yous, and I always say thank you to the waiter and waitress when she refills my when she gets me my new Diet Coke without me asking. I say thank you. When she brings me my food, I say thank you. When she gives me my check, I say thank you.
But what's the difference of her bringing the food and somebody fucking ringing you up? I mean, as a waiter, as a waitress, it's her job to bring you the food. You thank her for that rather than thanking the fucking guy at the register. You're fucking, you're contradicting yourself.
No, I'm not. Because
yes, you are.
That's what I'm closing the purchase. Did you ever go to a restaurant and the guy asked you how the food was? The cashier or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm talking to you, New Style.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Do you ever go to a fucking restaurant and you pay, you know, this is the kind where they don't take the money from the table and...
Not a restaurant, it's called a diner.
Yes.
A diner. And they ask you how the food was. That ever happened to you?
Yeah.
Do you always say it's good? Do you ever tell them that it wasn't good?
If it was particularly awful, I might say it's bad, yeah. I mean, it wasn't as good as it always was. It's something
I wouldn't even do that, because what are you going to get out of talking to a host at a diner saying my food was shitty?
It's true.
You're going to take a couple of extra mints out of the fucking basket?
Jerm, would you ever eat one of those mints?
Fuck no! Those mints are fucking hazardous waste sites, those goddamn mints.
I fill my pockets.
You eat them, though, Alki, right?
I fill my pockets like I'm feeding the family.
I mean, if they're wrapped, I'll do it. I'll do it.
I have a handful in my car.
I have a whole fucking cup holder filled with the green ones. The green ones are like gold. Everybody's got the red ones. If you find one that's got the green ones, you're going to go in twice. You're going to pretend you're looking for somebody at a table. Oh, no, they're not here. I guess it was the other Applebee's. Walk out.
I never forget. Sometimes I have a little spoon inside the mints.
Yeah.
Spit out, and I never forget. I was probably like about 7 or 8 years old. The guy fucking put the fucking spoon in his mouth and ate the goddamn mints.
So that's something that really stuck with you all the way now, and you're 37, so stayed with you.
I'm not making this up. There was a study that they did find fecal matter and stuff like that on those
semen,
mints.
Too.
There you go.
Urine, semen, whatever. That's why you go with the ones that are pre-wrapped, Jim.
I call it flavor.
Flavor and a little seasoning. Human icing. Oh man, Jerm, you're just an absolute nutcase, nutty. I gotta take a leak. I really do. Why don't we take a quick break here? Are you guys gonna be able to hang on, or should I call you back or tell you?
I got another radio show to call into.
Oh snap! All right, fine. I see how
I'll be listening.
Really, I know. I see how it is. All right, this is the DJ New Style Show with Jerm Freak, Alki, and Babada. On thereisnoradio.com. Finally. We'll be right back.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
I love that clip, dude. That's why we might as well take our time.
Go. You want me to do the things now? I didn't know we were doing it yet. All right, hold on. I may be getting a phone call because my wife's got to ask me what I want for dinner because she's going to call me while I'm on the road. So, all right, you cunt. Okay. just say go. This video was a staple of early day. Fuck! All right, let me... Should I just continue? Or This video was a staple of early days MTV. All right, I apologize. Okay. 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 The video... Ah, motherfucker. It's been a fucking while, dude. All right. Okay, here we go. The video for this song was a staple of early days... Fuck! All right, hold on. The video... Okay. The video... All right, I'm getting a little bit of the all right. I'm starting to get a little bit of a laugh. Hold on a second. Okay. Okay. I apologize. Okay. The video for this song was a staple of early days on MTV. It was this band's biggest hit in the United States, reaching number 7 in the Billboard chart in 1983. There's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud. It's madness with our house.
Father wears his Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a leg to keep, he can't hang around. Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, it has a crowd. There's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is not allowed. Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our street. Gets up late for work. Mother has to iron his shirt. Then she sends the kids to school. Sees them off with a small kiss. She's the one they're going to miss in lots of ways. Playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep. He can't hang around.
DJ New Style Show.
Oh shit! I gotta answer this phone call. What did you get me? Sausage and egg. What the heck am I gonna do with a sausage and egg? I don't eat sausage and egg. You see what you really got me? What they have? Oh, see, the French is not good eating. That's a lot of calories. Well, the piccata doesn't have the coating on it. All right. Are you... Bye. Okay. Oh, okay. This 80s new wave group from Los Angeles was the first to make a video with a face rising from a bowl of beans. Also, the only song I know of that mentions barbecue iguana. It's Wall of Voodoos with... Mexican Radio.
I feel a hot wind on my shoulder, and the touch of the world that is older. I turn
say I'm listening real loud.
I'm listening!
To?
To.
The?
The.
DJ?
The DJ.
New Style?
New Style.
Show?
Show.
DJ New Style Show. DJ New Style Show is back. Bitches.
Bitches. Oh, goddamn. Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Exclusive Tuesday night programming on There Is No Radio. And let me tell you, that's where you want to be. If you're talking to a lot of people, then you're obviously not here. This is the DJ New Style Show. We've got our buddy Germ Freak, star of Germ Freak Radio. Germ, you there?
What's up, Puggle?
Is everybody else there? Alki and Babra, please. Babra. No? Oh, well, whatever.
Yes.
Oh, you guys are. You guys are having a little conversation here in the old Pal Talk chat room.
This is Barbara.
Oh, hi, Barbara. How are you? Jesus Christ, how many fucking cigarettes did you smoke during that break?
I'm Polish. I smoke Parliament.
In between shift at factory, I smoke Parliaments. I can't do any other voices. I really can't. I wish I could. Jeremy, if you had one talent that you wish you could have, what would it be?
I like to be able to do woodworking.
Why? Why would you want to be able to
because do that? Because I could build my own stuff, you know? I could build whatever I want.
But you hate doing manual labor, though.
I don't hate it. I do hate it.
Yeah, so that would be kind of
no
flawed.
One. See, now Sorella's...
Sorella?
Sorella.
Ralph Sorella from fucking Sopranos.
She's giving me the dig, but that's okay. I'd like to be a carpenter.
If I were a carpenter and you had shit on your hands. Barbara, are you there? No? Okay.
Yes.
Oh, there. Barbara, if you wanted one talent that you wanted to be able to do one talent, what would it be?
Anal.
That's not already.
Actually, if I had one talent, it would be pooping from my asshole.
Alki, how's your health going on, man? What's going on? What's the latest?
What's the latest? It's 2.5 weeks ago. I wound up in the hospital again. I believe that's the fourth time in 2007.
Okay.
And I ended up there with a double pulmonary embolism, a PE, as we call it in the biznaz.
Jesus.
And that means multiple blood clots in both lungs.
Holy shit.
And, yeah, that's the sixth pulmonary embolism I've had in 2 years.
PE.
So it's kind of a tri-monthly thing at this point.
So,
I was in the hospital.
Your lovely bride Slayer is pointing out that you're as healthy as a malignant tumor. Malignant, not malignant, as I said.
Ain't she a gem?
She is definitely a gem.
I don't wear the wedding ring. By the way, we got married in September. Did you guys know that?
I knew it. I don't know that my listening audience, some of the two listeners that remember you as a co-host for a brief period of time. They probably do not know that, but they do now. So where should they send their gifts?
Thereisnoradio.com.
Send them all to thereisnoradio.com. I'll take.
Well, actually, while I got you, I've never been able to plug this on a live radio show.
Wow.
www.alkiesbag.org. Great website.
It is alkiesbag.org. It's got it's basically a link to your Foundry Music profile, correct?
Exactly, and a gorgeous rendition of me.
Now, who made that? That is actually pretty good.
It was someone that works for a Foundry Music, Jeff.
Oh, okay.
Give him a little plug, but I don't know. Oh, thank you, Barb.
There it is. It's Barb throwing in the link in the old chat room there. It's
go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. It's alkiesbag.org. And it basically tells a little bit about you and some things you enjoy. It says that Alki enjoys slowly sliding a finger into his ass while listening to the song by the Crash Test Dummies.
I wrote none of that profile, so if it doesn't get a laugh, it's not my fault.
Oh, who wrote it?
Jeff.
Oh, okay. And his music, your favorite music apparently, is the cries of your girlfriend as you savage her with your club dick.
Yeah, I don't have a club dick.
Oh. Okay.
But anyway, hospital.
So, Alky's bag. All right, good. Check that out. Now, hospital. Another PE. We're learning industry terms.
PE in the biz.
Yeah.
So I ended up in the hospital. Showed up on a Saturday at 9 a.m. in the emergency room. Told all the doctors and nurses what I knew I had because I had had it 5 times prior, but they still felt the need to keep me there till 7 o'clock at night before admitting me to my room. And I actually had a doctor come up to me and say, "Hey, you know your body pretty well."
Wow.
I was like, thanks.
Thanks, asshole.
Thanks. Thanks for letting the clots grow when I could have been on a blood thinner this whole time.
Ugh.
And I got into my room, and I found myself rooming with probably the worst roommate in the history of hospital experiences. He was, he either had kidney failure or he had no kidneys and he was on dialysis. He wasn't the big problem, though. It was the gentleman's family.
Oh, shit.
Most of all, his decrepit 90-year-old cunt of a mother.
Jesus.
Who... No, you'll see
By the
why.
Way, I want to send out happy 90th birthday wishes to my grandmother who turned 90 this weekend.
Oh,
I also think that you're not a decrepit old cunt, and I know you'll never hear this because you're old and the internet is foreign to you. Anyway, please continue.
Happy birthday, Nana. So she rolls in her wheelchair, and I'm coughing and hacking up blood because I do have a blood clot in my lung. And the first thing she says in my direction is, what the hell is his problem?
Cover your mouth.
And she also showed up with her husband, who was a wonderful gentleman. You know those little things that they put on the side of your hospital bed that can control the TV channels on your TV? And it also has a little nurse button. If you need nurse assistance, you can press it and they come to your attendance?
Yeah.
Well, that... had fallen on the floor. Yes, the remote, honey. That had fallen on the floor, and her husband was nice enough to come over and hand it to me, because obviously I couldn't get it. And after he handed it to me, his lovely wife said, "Make sure you wash your hands after touching him."
Don't get the leprosy. That guy's a leper. I don't care what the fuck that chart says. He's either got AIDS or leprosy.
And about 30 minutes later, I was coughing up a lung again, hacking the entire time. And he came up and he said to me, "What are you, passing a stone or something?" I go, "No, fine elderly gentleman who I can't be rude to." I said, "I have blood clots in my lungs." And he walks over to the rest of the family and goes, "He's not passing a stone. He's got clots in his lungs."
And one guy lost.
And they all laughed and laughed.
One guy lost the $50. He had to pay up.
Yes, cash was exchanged and laughs were heard.
So one guy yells out, "Son of a bitch!
I put 20 on stones. It would pay him 10-1.
I bet crabs. Well, you're an asshole. You're stupid.
I don't have crabs. I shaved my pubes.
Oh.
And so after the family left, the gentleman on the dialysis with no kidneys also became the neediest fuck in the history of hospital roommates, where the nurse would come in at, say, 3 in the morning to take blood from me because they had to measure the coagulation of my blood to see how the medicine was working. And she would have to turn on the light to do this because when they start stabbing you in the dark, crazy things can happen. And from the other side of the privacy curtain, you would hear, "Can you turn the light off?" And the nurse would say, I will, sir, just in a minute. I'm working on this patient." And another minute would go by, and you would hear, "Excuse me, can you turn the light off?" And she would say, "Well, as soon as I'm done, sir, I will gladly turn the light off." And this would go on forever. But the best part was, because he was on dialysis, he was wearing a robe and a woolen knit cap at all times, because apparently he was freezing. and they kept the temperature in the room at around 82 degrees. I was sitting in my bed with no covers, no sheets, sweating through my awful hospital garb gown that closes in the back, not saying a word, other than the first time that I went in the room, I think I commented, "Wow, it's warm in here." The nurses came in and said, you know, this is a respiratory area, we can't have it this warm, and they lowered it a bit. And the rest of his family came in the next night and said, this guy doesn't own the hospital.
I think that's apparent. If you own the hospital, you wouldn't be roomed with a fucking kidney failure asshole who looks like Rocky getting ready to fight Spider Rico in the church.
I'd have a private room. And they proceeded to turn the temperature back up to 80 and mock me and laugh at me as I sweated through my garb.
Jesus.
So, all in all, worst hospital stay in the history of hospital stays.
God damn. And
I never got a kidney. I really hope that cocksucker never got a kidney.
He's still on the list.
Well, I did hear the bad news when his doctor came in and said, we've done all we can do for you. You might as well just go home and live comfortably. And I said, yes.
They really said that to him?
Oh, hell yeah.
So he's due to die any fucking minute now.
He's probably dead already, and hopefully warm. Hopefully warm in hell. I hope he went to hell so it was nice and warm for him.
He goes to hell in a knit cap. Jesus.
And then his 20-year-old daughter decided to come in one night with her laptop and peruse her MySpace page with her MySpace music blasting as I was trying to calmly relax and watch my little 14-inch TV.
So you're just in there, and she's listening to her own fucking music, going to her friends' profiles.
Checking her emails and having a grand old time while dad's kidneys die.
Jesus Christ. I'm going to add him. I think he's kind of pretty. Let me go to Gina's profile. I love this song! I love this song! Oh my god, your layout is awesome! It's the best! Okay, alright, this fucking bitch. This bitch added my fucking boyfriend as her number one friend. Awful. MySpace sucks, dude.
I have a MySpace account, but I only registered it so nobody could steal my name because it's a very popular name.
Is it myspace.com/DJNewStyle?
No.
Oh, okay. Is it DJNewStyle.tumblr.com?
It's myspace.com/perfecthair.
Is it? Yes, it is. Is it germfreak/silent.com/y/talk, you fuck? -, fuck. I don't know. Jeremy, how come you're completely silent? Every other thing, you're so inquisitive.
I was enjoying his story. I was very entertained by his story, and I didn't want to interrupt it.
Oh, okay.
He's a good storyteller.
He really is. But unfortunately, it has to come from, you know, real-life experience. That sucks. It's not fucking something I wish anybody would go through, except for a kidney failure guy. I hope he has to go through that if he's still...
Call him dialysis dude.
Dialysis dude. The kidney king of New Jersey.
Kidney's kicking.
So what's the word? I mean, did they took care of your blood clots?
Well, I'm on Lovenox, which is a blood thinner, and I have to take it twice a day, and hopefully I'll survive.
Well, we all hope so. Germ, I know you're trying to be secretive with your whispering, but I don't think you should be concerned about who smokes and who doesn't.
Oh, yeah, I know I shouldn't be smoking with a blood clot condition.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't be, but...
I'm trying to compete with Barb. She's a professional.
Yes, that's right. I mean, how are you going to steal her fucking STP sponsorship? Fucking Virginia Slims patch should be yours. Really should. Man, so, I don't know, what's next? I mean, what do you do? What do you do now? Do you just wait? I mean, do you hope the thinners clear out the clot? I mean, what happens?
Well, the clots are pretty much cleared. I pretty much have to be on blood thinners for the rest of my life, which are very expensive. Jeez. And we are taking a PayPal donation if you'd like me to survive.
And that would be that'd be paypal.com/dimebag. Wait, what's the URL? Do we have that?
/dimebag?
Oh, I don't know. I'm reading the wrong URL. I'm sorry, that's an old one that I have. What's the new PayPal link?
No, there's no PayPal.
Oh, okay, sorry. I guess I had
Social Security. Social Security, actually, funny story for the non-tipper. Social Security denied me, and in the letter they sent me, they said that I could clearly still wait as a, I could clearly still work as a waiter. Because everybody knows you like a waiter that's got a bag of shit on his side and smells like feces. Who's not more hungry than when they smell shit?
Jerm, what would you think of a waiter that had a shit bag on him?
I have no comment, really.
I want to hear your comment.
How would I really know that person had that?
It's,
you know,
taped across his fucking chest, and there's tubes running out of it.
Underneath his clothes.
No, he makes a good point of letting everybody know that he's got it. What do you think of him?
I'd probably
keep in mind, he's not wearing gloves, you know, and he coughs a lot, and he wipes his hands on the fucking table.
Oh, shit.
Would you ever eat there again?
I have no comment. You know, I'm not going to, you're putting me in
and very awkward. As he puts a smeary fingerprint on the fucking ketchup bottle he puts in front of you, would you thank him for giving you the ketchup?
Right.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, shitty bag.
Keep in mind that most of your chain restaurants, the waiters and waitresses do put the salad together with their hands. Yeah, we just dip our hands right in that salad bin.
There you go.
Pick out the tomatoes.
How does that make you feel, Jim?
I tried to figure those things, but I know what happens. And maybe he knows of, things like that, but I try to...
Well, I mean, he's had first-hand experience. I mean, he's seen it, he's probably done it. Have you ever intentionally fucked up somebody's food because they fucked with you, Alki?
No, I never did it.
Okay, but do you know people that have?
Oh, yeah, definitely. The worst thing I've seen is probably food dropped on a floor and put right back into a plate.
Fucking animals.
Because, man, kitchen floors are the most disgusting surfaces on the face of the earth, too.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. I, as a young 14-year-old trying to get a buck, I worked at McDonald's. You did not need to pick your feet up. You could just fucking push yourself and be on the other side of the goddamn restaurant in the back.
Yeah, it's an ice skating rink.
It really was. Like, when they came out with those little side-to-side swishy exercise things for cunts, I didn't need one because I worked at McDonald's. And I could go from the fucking... the fryer later to the goddamn, the place where they made the chicken nuggets.
You were the night manager, weren't you, New Style?
I was not the night manager, no.
Oh, I see. I apologize.
I was 14 years old. Sure.
Okay.
What fucking night manager is going to be 14?
I thought you were 21 when you worked there.
No, I was not. I worked there until I was 16.
Okay.
DJ Frymaker coming in from Raphael from Connecticut, which is a shitty state anyway, you fuck. Thanks. Kinetic hunt. Yeah, so Frank, I don't know. How do you deal with that thought? I mean, do you just try to suppress it?
The thought of what?
Of people fucking with your food, and you know what happens.
I was watching a show called Hell's Kitchen with Chef Gordon Ramsay, and I noticed that a lot of times the people, the chefs, they taste the food as they're making it. And I just hope that they're using new spoons each time they put the fucking spoon in the goddamn fucking pot to taste the fucking shit.
What if they don't? Who cares?
Well, you know what? It's kind of skeevy because you can get hepatitis that way. You know the story of...
But they're cooking your food. They can't fucking give you hepatitis.
I don't know. It just scares me sometimes.
You get scared about that? You get scared that you're going to get hepatitis from a fucking chef?
Let me tell you about, what about salad bars? Salad bars are pretty disgusting places, okay? A lot of times, and I think I told you this, a lot of times people will come up a second time with their dirty plate and get a refill of their salad. And they put the utensils that are in the salad bar and they'll touch it on their dirty plate. And the hepatitis can be spread that way because then they're taking the salad bar tongs, touching their dirty plate, and then putting it back in the salad. Then somebody else takes it and puts it on that person's plate, and that's how hepatitis is spread.
And then we have a pandemic in the Montville Diner. Everybody must be quarantined.
So what I did several years ago is I called up and I pretended to be the health inspector, and I told them that they need to put signs. Excuse me?
Continue.
I'm not sure I know what's going
on. I think you just made somebody laugh because you're a complete lunatic.
Oh, I impersonated a health inspector at my town, and I said to these people, I called them up and I said, listen, I called all the diners in my town and restaurants who have salad bars, and I said, listen, you have got to put signs on your salad bars telling people not to utilize the same plate that they utilized the first time because hepatitis is being spread that way, and I will not be privy to that. Next thing I know, I went there to each restaurant within the next week. There was signs up at every fucking restaurant. And that's because of me! People go to those places because of me!
You deal with fake health inspector now.
He's a hero.
He you is. Know, you
that's bad. Bullshit.
That's bullshit. I don't know who this manager of the Montville Diner, Riley Luck, is. No. Tell Mikey Boy that the happy waitress was cold. Fuck that. You serve it to me now. I wish I knew how it really went though, because I honestly heard it, loved it, and I forgot it.
I like the way you do it better.
It would be brilliant. Fine. Anyway.
I know.
Jerm obviously had to work that in though. That was good. Jerm, I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
Oh snap!
This is how Ken says it. He puts his lips together and he oh snap!
You're a lunatic. You seriously are a lunatic. This is what he says. He closes his mouth and he says, oh snap! Okay. This is a Ken says. Holy shit! So Alki, I hope you get better soon, man. I really do. I hate hearing about you going back to the hospital and having to put up with fucking kidney guy and all these ailments and shit.
I'm well on my way. We're looking to January to get my colon reattached, and then I plan on throwing a poop party where everybody comes over and I take my first poop in a toilet in 2008.
Will you please take a picture of it? And maybe update it on your new Tumblr. I suggest you sign up to Tumblr.com, which is not so much a blog as it is an online scrapbook. And keep us all filled in as to what happens. We all have one. It's the way to go.
The picture will also be posted on alkiesbag.org.
I want it posted everywhere. Every possible site should have Alki's first solid shit.
I wouldn't say solid.
Okay, first shit.
Let's not.
Uh-oh. I think we all know what that means. That means that, do we have you guys back? Holy shit, it actually worked? Can you guys hear me? No?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Good, fuck Germ Freak. That's what I say. I don't know if they can hear me in the Pal Talk room or not, but whatever. It's about that time to end the show. Anyway, Alki.
Well, I thought it was just like a regular phone call now. We were just talking.
Yeah, we are just talking, you know, just chilling out. So, really, seriously, what's going on?
How you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. What would you think about maybe being a co-host at some point? Maybe you co-host the show.
I have absolutely nothing else to do. So you would be honored.
Now, I have to say, Germ Freak might kill himself if he's not a part of it. Would you be opposed to him being a part of this? If you were maybe the second or and he was the third mic or vice versa?
Not at all. I enjoy his rantings.
All right. Oh, see, he's trying to call in right now. He knows that I'm trying to offer the co-hosting thing to somebody else, and he's upset.
I can do a pretty mean Mike Nice impression, too.
Let's hear it. Hold on.
Oh, I don't know.
No, let's hear your Mike Nice impression.
Bedazzled, son.
Wait, one more time.
Bedazzled.
Wow, that's pretty good. Wait, let me hear it again.
Bedazzled.
Bedazzled.
He is...
Let's just do that for 2 hours next week.
Bedazzled.
Bedazzled.
I love it. Absolutely.
And watch membership skyrocket.
Yes. It will. It will go right through the roof.
Might be in the tens of listeners.
Yeah, well, we pretty much have a lot of people. I think it's all because of you, though, right now.
Yeah. I'm not going to say everybody comes to see me because I don't want to do your show dirty like that because you are the star and you are the entertainer.
You know, some of these DJ New Style parties, some of those people that go there to see me.
Sometimes on Tuesday nights, people log in to thereisnoradio.com.
Ah! This fucking internet connection, son of a bitch, fuck. Oh, why don't we just go ahead and do this? Yep. It looks like it's about that time on the DJ New Style Show. Germ, you there?
I'm here.
Yeah, why don't you say goodbye to everybody?
Good night, everybody. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks. That's really informal and friendly. I love it.
Well, it's short and to the sweet.
Short and to the sweet?
I mean, sweet and to the point, I think.
Sweet and to the short and to the point.
Short.
Yeah. Love it.
Looky here, bitches. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show. I'm over here fucking your mother, you fucking dick knob.
That's right. Thank you for tuning into the DJ New Style Show. Tune in every Tuesday night, 9 to 11 on thereisnoradio.com, djnewstyleshow.com. Germ, you're a little late. Germ, you there?
Yes, yes.
Please, say something wise.
You know, whatever.
Whatever?
Yeah.
We're talking over the end song. You realize that, right?
Oh, we are. I can't hear a goddamn thing, so I apologize. Thank you, everybody. I appreciate it. Thanks for coming.
No, I want you to give some wisdom before we actually sign off.
I don't hear anything.
Come on.
Rumshine.
Yeah, come on. Wisdom. Wisdom!
I have no wisdom. Just go forward. Move ahead.
Oh, Jesus. Well... Thank you very much for listening, everybody.
I want to, yeah.
Go ahead.
I just want to give a shout-out to Rail.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.